Proclamation number 3958, dated the January 20th, 1947. Satan's raging during the last days. Apostasy from faith. During the end time, the number of unbelievers will increase and almost threaten to overwhelm the small flock of believers. And, with the apostasy from faith, Satan's raging will also become progressively more evident, for people will lose their last sense of responsibility towards a righteous judge because they don't believe in him. This is why God will noticeably manifest himself in order to first strengthen the faith of his own, so that they will not waver in the face of the unbelievers' ungodliness and their worldly accomplishments. But he also wants to give them the opportunity of taking stock of themselves, and thus he so obviously takes care of his own that even an atheist would be able to recognize God's strength and, with even the tiniest effort, regain his lost faith. God will perform many signs and miracles through his instruments on earth. Hence his servants on earth will apparently accomplish extraordinary things. Yet it is God who will be expressing himself through them, who will manifest himself and even visibly dwell among his own as a sign that the end is near. Yet he will only be recognized by those who love him with all their heart and keep his commandments, who have shaped themselves into love on earth and work exceedingly diligently for his kingdom. They will also possess extraordinary strength, because God himself will be able to take abode in their hearts and permeate them with his strength of love. The unbelievers will be able to convince themselves of this strength. They will have to admit that a higher power is at work, providing they are willing to think about the extraordinary phenomena which the last days before the end entail. However, they are far too worldly-minded and pay no attention to the former. They despise and pursue the believers and inflict serious difficulties and hardship on them, through which only God's obvious support helps them to persevere. For God working among his own will be so evident that they will firmly unite and offer resistance to all worldly onslaughts. Stronger in faith than ever, they will completely hand themselves over to God and his guidance, so that they will neither fear earthly adversity nor death, and therefore also find it easier to bear the pressures of the last days. Where God has manifested himself once, no target will exist for God's adversary anymore, for their faith can no longer be shaken. And God will be close to his own, just as he has promised. He will provide them with comfort and strength. He will educate them and promise his impending arrival. He will impel them into increased activity of love, for his presence, whether in an earthly or spiritual sense, will fill them with love for him and their fellow human beings, and therefore also with strength. But the time of the end will necessitate God's evident working for this, too, will contribute towards the separation of the spirits. It will provide those who are still half-hearted and undecided with the opportunity to decide which camp they want to belong to, since they will still be given a final impetus for this. They will be able to convince themselves of the strength of faith which will master even the greatest earthly adversity, and thereby change their attitude towards God by establishing the right relationship with him. Where God visibly manifests himself, there will be peace and hope despite all the misery, and since the believer's fate is an extraordinarily difficult one, this will surprise the unbelievers. Anyone who pays attention to his word, who listens to his servants on earth, will change his will, and then every willing soul will be seized and helped by God in his love and mercy, and will be saved from eternal darkness. He will revive their hitherto weak faith and give them strength to persevere until the end, until he will come in the clouds and fetch the flock of his devout followers to himself. Amen.